Hello, everyone. My name is Jacob Minnick. I am the host of the Behavioral Health Integration Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest, Tom Palladino. Tom is a scholar energy researcher with over 25 years of experience of developing healing techniques designed to help people all over the world to recover from pathogenic infections and experience true health and wellness.
Tom, it's a pleasure having you on, man.
Thank you, Jacob. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I have to ask you, when did you originally get started in this?
After I studied Nikola Tesla, the great scientist Tesla, I said to myself, there is another energy. There's two energies. And I knew that Tesla was working with another energy besides that of electricity. So I said to myself, this is just fabulous. And it is just filled with opportunity. So I decided to make a career out of this, chasing this energy.
He was involved in a lot of different things, right? I mean, there's obviously a lot of conspiracy stuff on about Tesla and everything too. Like, he was trying to also develop free energy. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Yes. And that's why his work to this day is suppressed. My work is free energy. I'm working with scalar energy instruments, and these scalar energy instruments are extracting energy from the sun and the stars. Mm-hmm. So this is indeed a free energy. And this is why there's such a pushback, if you will. This is why this technology has been suppressed. It's not electricity. It's much simpler to use than that of electricity. And it's an infinite supply of energy from the stars.
Yep. And it's funny because when the conspiracy theories start going, you start thinking, okay, who would not benefit from this? Right. I know the community and the people would, but what type of things would not?
Yeah. You're right. Tesla wanted to liberate mankind. So do I. I want to see people flourish. But there's an elite. You can call them the Illuminati, the Cabal, yep. Call them what you will. This group of nefarious people, this group does not want these technologies to come to the fore. This type of technology will upset the apple cart. This type of technology will make obsolete the existing technology in use today. And with that, then the monopolies come crashing down. So with that in mind, there is suppression. It is suppressed by the powers that be. Why? It's a threat to the money and power of the Illuminati.
Well, then like the gas companies too, and that's just one example right there. They would lose a lot of money if this came out. And
sure, exactly. So this is where we're going. I have free energy devices. They're Tesla instruments or scalar energy instruments. Many people have an interest in this because they realize that our existing model does not work. Our economic model does not work. Our financial model does not work. If you look at the recent spike in oil prices, it's cost prohibitive. Now, some people are having a difficult time just transporting themselves to and from work. Mm-hmm. So we need something. There's got to be another answer. This is just not working. We need another answer.
And would you say your work is a little bit different than like the solar panels too, and how they pertain or get energy?
Yeah. Let me say this. I don't have solar panels. I simply have an instrument that can extract this energy from the mm-hmm. universe. In other words, my room, your room, anywhere is filled with this radiant energy, scalar energy, what some people call zero point energy. And with that in mind, it's simply a matter of devising instruments that can extract that energy, that can pull that energy from the atmosphere.
Okay. So you said now you first got into this when you were studying Tesla, and you were in college, right?
Even before that. Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Sure. And well, to take you back, I would call myself a youngster. In my teens, I was studying Tesla, and I knew that this man was just brilliant.
Yeah.
And that even to this day, people can't keep up with him. And many of Tesla's inventions were scalar energy inventions. And this is why to this day, they've never been duplicated. So many people are trying to imitate him by going the way of electromagnetic theory and practice. This is not electromagnetic in character. These scalar energy instruments are working with a different dimension. Mm-hmm. Even Tesla knew that. We're no longer in an electromagnetic dimension. We're in a different dimension, a scalar energy dimension. It's outside of time, so to speak. So long story short, I read about Tesla. I knew he was working with scalar energy instruments. Those instruments can perform incredible feats, incredible work functions. And I'm going to see that someday that the world pays attention to this technology. It will liberate mm-hmm. the world. We will no longer be encumbered by a shortage of energy.
That'd be a beautiful thing. It really would. It really would. Now, when you first experienced this, did you develop your own device or how did that go about?
I had the good fortune of meeting an American inventor. His name was Hieronymus. And I was actually able to purchase Hieronymus instruments back in the 90s. So that was my education. So I didn't have to do this from scratch. Mm-hmm. And I perfected these Hieronymus instruments. I was able to, if you will, increase the power of these scalar energy instruments. But that seminal footing came from Galen Hieronymus, a great American inventor, a man that someday will receive his proper due.
I hope so. I really do. So when you had your first experience in doing this, because, you know, you could study, you could research all you want, but until you really feel and experience it, there may be like a lot of doubters. So what was your experience life like when you did this?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You've got to experience this. There's only so much you can read in the textbook. Mm-hmm. So when I started to work with scalar energy instruments, I knew right away that it changed my psyche. I could sleep a very deep sleep. I was calmer. Scalar energy served to change my, if you will, brain waves or at least calm me. And I also started to work with myself, and I was able to eradicate pathogens, germs, by way of these instruments. So there's so many things that you can do with these instruments, and I'll clue the audience in. When I work with these instruments, I never work with people, I work with force fields. Mm-hmm. That is, I work with photographs of people and animals. You actually place a photograph of a person or an animal in the instrument, and the instrument then picks up their aura or their force field. So we don't work with biological life. We work with energetic life, force fields.
Okay. Yeah. Now, and I looked into your programs on your website, which are pretty cool. And I jotted a few down that were very interesting to me. So I'm a clinical supervisor at a treatment center. So I saw in one of your programs, it helps with substance abuse addictions. Yeah. Could you actually elaborate with me and my guests or my listeners about that?
So let's say somebody would have a substance abuse problem. They would email me the photograph. I only work with email photographs. There's no in-person session. So with this energy, we access the energy field, the aura of a person. Anyway, long story short, somebody would email me their photograph, and then I can program the instrument to negate the signal for, say, heroin, to negate the signal for alcohol, to negate the signal for nicotine. In other words, I'm going to hold up my photograph. My photograph would have, if I was addicted to nicotine, that signal of nicotine would be on my photograph. Okay. And I could actually send energy into the quantum field and negate that signal, that signature for nicotine on my photograph. And many people then say that they no longer have an affinity, a desire for nicotine. So this is a new way of approaching addiction. It's not through chemicals. I never use chemicals. I use light, scalar light, and that scalar light will serve to negate, if you will, the presence of nicotine, or will serve to negate the signature of nicotine that a person might have in their quantum field. Okay, so this is, you really have to think this through. We're not working with flesh and blood. We're not working with tissue. We're working with a person's energy field. And I would much rather work with an energy field, because It's clean. Okay. It's efficient. It's a fundamental way of going about addressing a problem, as opposed to the chemical universe, which is fraught with problems, with misdiagnosis, with yep. overdosing, with impairment, with negative consequences. When I'm working in the energy field, there's only one function: seek out that signal for nicotine and destroy it, negate it.
Okay. So then would it work with anything like in the brain, like the pleasure reward circuits in yes. the brain? And that yes. is that what you mean by like stopping the signal?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So for instance, the addiction program that we have all actually target alcohol, recreational mm-hmm. drugs, even junk food. And I'm able to erase or negate those signals.
Okay.
Negate those energetic signals. Now, there's another program that we have is endorphins and neurotransmitters. Mm-hmm. We're actually able to assemble endorphins and neurotransmitters. We're actually able to create endorphins and neurotransmitters.
Okay.
And we do that all in the energetic body, in the energetic code of a person. So there's no in-person sessions. I can transfer the endorphin signature into my photograph. Okay. And in so doing, many people say they feel the benefits of that. Well, that's the new science here. Now, how do we make the exact connection between a person's energy field on a photograph and the actual biological person? Nobody can do that. This is a new science. Do I see a link? Yes. Can I explain that in painterly detail? No. This is the new science. Yeah. There's so much we have to discover.
So what do you think we need to do to promote this more? Do we just need to do more like research to, again, strengthen our hypothesis on this, or how would exactly. we do that?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head, because if this is a brand new science and we need to take this from the bottom basement and we need to build our understanding. I'll titillate the audience with this. On account of the fact that these instruments are unique, there's no way to test. There's no way to measure whether what I'm doing is effective or not effective. There's no scientific protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine 100 years ago, if there was only one computer. Well, that's an oddity, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot prove or disprove computer theory unless you work with a computer. Well, I'm one of the few people on the planet that have a scalar energy instrument. And hence, there's no scientific protocol to prove what I'm doing. So the best way is by way of an example, testimonies, firsthand account. Many people say that they feel better with these sessions. Now, does that follow Newtonian physics? No. Mm-hmm. Can this be explained by Western medicine, Western science? No.
And I feel like that's probably where you're gonna get your biggest pushback is from that side of medicine, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I steer clear of it because, frankly, I have nothing to do with Western medicine. This mm-hmm. is a brand new science. That, you know, one is the apple, the other is the orange. Yep. These two do not mix. You're speaking about two different train of thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Now, moving to a little bit different directions. I know in previous episodes you've talked about like chakras.
Yes.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that too for sure. our listeners?
Sure. The seven chakras.
Yeah.
Everybody has those seven meridians, those seven mm-hmm. chakras. What are they? They're composed of scalar energy. It's that simple. Yeah. A chakra is a spinning vortex of scalar energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've proven that my instrument, at least by way of anecdotal evidence, I've proven that my instrument can download, can interface, can harmonize, can reprogram the seven chakras. What do I mean by that? After I work with people, many people say that, yes, that they no longer are addicted to some type of alcohol or food. Many people say that they're not so angry or so anxious. Others say that this has lifted, the chakra balancing has lifted their depression. Some people say they sleep better. Others say that they're no longer so fidgety. Or perhaps some people say that they have a greater sense of concentration, greater sense of mental clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of that is by way of a person's photograph. So when we're working in the energetic field, so many things are possible.
Yes.
And everything is lightning fast. And I prefer to work with that rather than chemicals or surgery.
And then do you ever do any techniques like tapping too, meridian tapping? Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of that. No. Everything I do is by way of a photograph, but I don't discount that. Mm-hmm. My research is exclusive to that of a photograph. Why? Because I'm working with energy, a divine energy. There's no human interface. I literally turn the instrument on and the energy does the work. The energy is self-correcting. So there's no human thought here. There's no human reasoning whatsoever.
So I'm also curious too. I read another book on things like this when it comes to like vibrational medicine. Have you ever heard of those?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then they also get into like lights and crystals. Is there some similarities to that as well? Like you can get energy from crystals from the light.
Yeah. Very good. I actually use crystals in my research. Crystals absorb scalar energy, and crystals will broadcast, will amplify scalar energy. Crystals have always fascinated me, and I would say that the animating principle behind all crystals is scalar energy. Okay. What really gives a crystal life and animates it is scalar energy. So a crystal is really a scalar energy battery, or scalar energy capacitor. And now many people can understand why crystals are so important and so profound. They capture scalar energy.
And does it matter what type of crystal you get to? Because as we know, there's a lot of different types of crystals and a lot of different types of beliefs in each one, right?
With different properties, yes, exactly. I come from a Christian background.
Okay.
And you will note that the seven chakras that are used could be perhaps downloaded by this presence of God.
Yeah.
What am I getting at? If scalar energy really is a divine energy, then it can download into your chakra system. Now,
okay,
what does that have to do with crystals? Well, if my instrument can work with a crystal and I can amplify scalar energy with my crystals, then yes, then they can even have a more profound influence upon my seven chakras. Furthermore, as you realize, most people are made out of water. 70% of our weight is water, which is sort of like a crystalline formation, if you will. So when I'm downloading this scalar energy into the human aura, the human body, call it what you will, that body takes on that character of scalar energy. So we are a walking crystal, if you will. I've always believed that. And so crystals are crucial to any understanding of life, biological life, energetic life. I believe crystals embody that life force energy.
You know, and I just have to say, I do agree with you. The problem is just like, well, I don't know if it's even a problem, but there's so many negative people out there that will spread negative rumors about things. And man, I got to tell you one thing. I've heard some crazy theories on crystals. Like, oh man, from a religious perspective, tell me if I'm going way out of bounds, but like this one guy told me like they open up energy portals, right? They open up like dimensions that evil spirits can get through. I mean, you see, it's just difficult because again, you get those people that, you know, they think like that.
If you read the book of Revelations, it speaks about the 12 stones in the golden city, in the heavenly city. Those are crystals that it's mentioning. You know, there are various crystals that are mentioned, those 12 precious stones. Well, as long as you use this intelligence and this energy appropriately, you're going to be in God's good graces.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. Any energy can be used either for good or evil. I'm using this for good, to glorify God and to help people. And pursuant to that notion, again, if you read the book of Revelations, you'll
read. You know what's funny? The guy that told me that said exactly the Revelations book and the 12 stones. That's what he was telling. Okay. Sorry for interrupting, but
yeah, no, it's all right. But if you find yourself grounded in God, grounded in Christ, you're not going to go wrong.
Okay.
And if you read the book of Revelation and you stick to that honor, you honor that code, you honor that system, only good can come from it. Now, can you use energy or even crystals for evil? Sure. Okay. So we can't make those broad stroke comments. You know, you cannot make those general comments. I'm speaking in third person now.
Yep. Well, it's just funny how he failed to mention the good part, but only bring up the negative. Like, negative demons can go through portals, and it's like, whoa, dude, okay.
Isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame? You have to be open to this. And I want everybody to think about this and pray upon it. That's why it's so important to have these discussions. And people have to come to that conclusion. Yeah, I've never pushed my research on anybody. I always give away free sessions. And I tell people, you come to your own conclusion. I will make your mind up.
Mm-hmm. So I got to ask you, move forward, like, can anyone buy these machines? Or are you the only one that really has these?
Yeah, I won't sell these instruments. Okay. Pursuant to our notion just a couple minutes ago, energy can be used for good or evil. These are very, very powerful instruments. I'm not in the position to manufacture. Even if I did have the money, I would not manufacture these instruments.
Okay. So I also want to explain to my listeners, so you have a 15-day free trial. Would you like to explain that to them?
Yeah, how sure. By all means. So our website is scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can upload, email us your photograph, and we will work with you for 15 days. We'll balance your chakras. We'll identify microbes and eliminate microbes. And then we'll add or we'll assemble or we will create nutrients. Chakra cleanse, a chakra balancing, a pathogen cleanse, and a nutrient program. Those three sessions are administered on a daily basis. Now, with that in mind, after 15 days, many people feel a difference. Many people feel that their aura or their spirit body has been enhanced. And they can even say that they have a sense of their mood is lifted, or they have actually feel better. Mm-hmm. You know, biologically, they feel better. All of that is up to the people to decide, because the new science does not have a protocol yet. So it's an open-ended arena. We allow people to comment as they so choose.
Okay. Yeah, I know we talked about this before, but do you ever get a lot of pushback from, like, let's say medical doctors who hear about this or?
No, and I'll tell you what, most people in the medical field are professional, and they can appreciate my work because I approach it from a scientific point of view, and I do not force my opinion upon anybody. I allow people to make the judgment. So thus far, everybody, just about everybody, has been very open to this. They realize I'm a scientist. They realize I'm working with scientific instruments. And when you're doing that, you obey the laws of science. This is not auto-suggestion. So if there's something to my work, then I'm obeying the laws of science, which are immutable. And most people appreciate that. And most people respect those immutable laws of science.
Okay. So just curious, if somebody wants to learn more about this, do you recommend any books or anything like that to get some more knowledge?
Study Tesla. Tesla.
Tesla?
Yeah. There's another man called Thomas Moray. He has a book out, The Sea of Energy. Thomas Moray, M-O-R-A-Y. Okay. But there's very few scalar energy experts. Very few people have ever created instruments. And the real experts are those who create an instrument and understand how to control and harness the energy. You could talk about this all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Put it into practice. Create an instrument, control the energy, learn from the energy. You know, it's like the difference of reading a book on golf and playing golf.
Yes.
Okay. Jacob, you could read a book on golf every day. That doesn't mean you have any idea how to play the game of golf. You got to go out there and play the game of golf.
You have to, like, feel it, smell it, like physically experience it.
Yes. Yeah, that experiential knowledge, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I firmly believe that scalar energy is going to change the course of history. It's free energy. And once the people rally around this, and once people, it's a grassroots movement that I predict, not just with me, but with other scientists. And once people see the benefits, then scalar energy will be embraced. It's the benefits that will convince people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's funny, going back to the whole Tesla thing too, he was getting into some really, really interesting stuff prior to his death. they say that he created anti-gravity machines, and that we actually, again, we've had that technology for years and years now.
Imagine if we would have had anti-gravity flying vehicles, we would no longer have car accidents. Mm-hmm. It's a safe way to travel. It's a convenient, very fast way to travel. And we would no longer be encumbered by the tires on the road. So the world I envision is a world of free energy and a world with anti-gravity.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm kind of like a nerd when it comes to that stuff, because I always like watching just shows about Tesla and how he just created anti-gravity machines and how like the government didn't like it. And again, it's all, you know, superstitious, but you know, like there's could be some truth to it. It's always fascinated me.
I think, if you will, Tesla's laboratory was raided the day he died. The day he died, all his inventions, his notes were confiscated by the United States government. Rather peculiar behavior.
Yeah.
You know, when I die, are they going to confiscate my notes? Anyway, long story short, why would they do that?
Fear.
What's the point here? You know, people die every day. Their library isn't confiscated. The government was intimidated. The powers that be are intimidated by this research. Mm-hmm. And Tesla had many notes and many inventions. And, you know, the one world order did not want this disseminated. This is mm-hmm. suppressed technology.
Yep. Amen. So I have to ask you, what are you doing now? Like, what are your passion projects that you're working on now? And what do you hope for the future of your work?
You know, I'm trying to introduce this to as many people as possible. Thank you for this podcast. You know,
of course.
My goal is to eventually treat 1 billion people a year. I'm holding up a collage. This is just an example.
Yep.
On any given day, I received like 10 pages of photographs from people around the world. On any given day, I could easily receive 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people by way of a collage. So what am I getting at? This is the easy way to treat the world
mm-hmm.
by way of a photograph, by way of their quantum field. So my goal is to eventually treat 1 billion people a year by their photograph. 1 billion people a year.
That's awesome, man. And I hope you do it. I really do.
And we will. And thank you for your support.
And I just want to let all my listeners know, I will put these links on the bottom of my show notes so you all have access to this, as well as this free 15-day trial. So,
thank you. I appreciate it. Scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world, visit the website, upload your photograph, email us your photograph, include family and pets. You will see the difference. Your quantum healing is on the way.
And if they would like to do more than 15 days, then do you have a separate program they could sign up for after that?
Yeah, we do. On the website, there's 30-day paid sessions. Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, Tom, I just want to say thank you so much for being on my show, man. It was very interesting. And thank you for bearing with me when I got a little off topic on some stuff. It really is a passion of mine. So,
yeah, I can tell. This is such an interesting subject. If you have the time to devote to this suppressed technology, call it what you will, zero point energy, it's fascinating.
I'm
it's
sure.
just fascinating.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, sir. It was an amazing pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to thank Tom and my BHI listeners for another wonderful episode. I just want to inform everyone that the content expressed in this episode was not meant to be taken as therapeutic advice. If you do find yourself dealing with any type of mental health or addiction issue, please seek the care of a licensed mental health professional or a licensed medical doctor. All right, thank you and have a good day. Bye.